How Does Glass Want to Sound? Karen Donnellan is one of the artists with Roisinda Butler in Resonance, an exhibition that explores the relationship between experimental glass art and sound. For the project, Donnellan worked with the composer Alma Kelleher to create a soundtrack in which the sounds of drawing, enhanced by blown glass amplifiers, are interwoven with solfeggio frequencies, a scale found in Gregorian chant, which has more recently been seized upon by New Age healers. Eleanor Flegg resonated along for Culturefile.
It looks like a speaker, the old trumpet speaker that there is on the His Master's Voice records. It's an actual functioning amplifier.
Yeah, I'm seeing, watching people going around the exhibition and sticking their ears into things that there's no sound coming out of and trying to figure out where it's coming from. The way the soundscape, the way the speakers are set up, it's all encompassing. And then there's one piece that has sound emanating from it as well.
The soundscape was recorded on tuning forks.
Yeah, they're aluminium, they look like standard tuning forks. I recorded them when I was doing a residency down in Kerry at Kilrealeigh Artist Retreat. So if you listen really closely, you can hear the rain pattering on my studio. I recorded all the tuning forks individually and experimented a little bit with recording them around a speaker so that I was working this circular motion into the sounds, and also recording the act of drawing a circle just like graphite on paper, graphite on the wall, and charcoal as well. All of those recordings were done down in my studio for the week down in Kerry in February.
All the glass is clear, there's no colour in it.
I used to work with colour a lot, and I love colour. But I think there's something, when I'm trying to talk about something or create a more universal experience, I feel that the clear glass works better, and also you get much more value out of the optics and the light. So, like, the lighting in the space is really quite strong, and you get all these lovely shadows, which to me they're much more magical than some, you know, you can have really juicy colours and everything, but there's something about the clarity and the transparency that speaks more to the mystical or something, especially with the glass spheres. So when you look at them from the back, you're seeing the rest of the room, you're seeing the whole exhibition in this little sphere of glass, but it's just one little ball. There's no magic to it really. I started off the whole idea of the show with the act of drawing a circle, kind of methodically, almost as a meditation, and those panels are really a manifestation of that in physical form, so it sort of echoes, it's kind of physically illustrating what you're hearing in the soundscape. So the shadows they're quite subtle because they're totally clear, and the line drawing is quite delicate as well. So you kind of have to come up close to see the line drawing, but from afar you see the shadows really the main event. I've worked with the Encho in previous exhibitions, or the idea of the Encho, which is a Zen Buddhist practice, where the quality of the line of the Indian ink on rice paper, it's not about the perfection of the circle, it's about the purity of mind or the meditative state of the person who was drawing it at the time. So in all my processes, I tend to treat them as a meditation and enjoy the process, so that I kind of switch off my logical brain in some ways and really just get into it, and it is what it is. I've been using these solfeggio tones, which were used in ancient Gregorian chants. solfeggio tones, there's 9 in the octave. But when you listen from 1 to 9 and begin at 1 again, it sounds like it's getting higher and higher, like a DNA helix, but it's actually going around and around. So they're often referred to as a circle of sound. And they were composed in such a way that it feels like a circle as well. Everything in the exhibition hopefully comes full circle. That's probably why people can't figure out where the sound's coming from, which pieces are emanating it and which are just evoking it. When I'm working, I'm not trying to make the material do something it doesn't naturally want to do within reason. Obviously, there's a lot of the scale used in it, but the trumpet forms when you're blowing glass and it's turning with the right heat, the glass naturally wants to open up into this lovely curve. And the same with the spheres, glass kind of naturally wants to be spherical and round. So I tend to work in tune with that. It's, you know, the glass is fluid, and so I work fluidly. My process is usually treated as a meditation, and hopefully flows, that I get into the flow of making.
Karen Donnellan there, getting into the flow, and that exhibition, Resonance, vibrates at the National Craft Gallery, Kilkenny, until the 27th of October.